Black voters have historically been a key part of the Democratic Party's coalition, especially in presidential elections, but that support has been slipping in recent years, including in Milwaukee. Now there's renewed enthusiasm behind Vice President Kamala Harris as she attempts to become the first Black woman elected president. As Evan Casey reports, the question is whether those historic stakes will actually translate into votes.
It's a humid day in August, and Jermel Hill is out knocking on doors in Milwaukee's Brewers Hill neighborhood. Hill is with Black Leaders Organizing for Communities, or BLOC, a group looking to get more people to the polls this election. He's been speaking to voters for weeks, but after President Joe Biden dropped out of the race, he noticed a change.
Yeah, certainly, like, you can go up to somebody's door and just be like, yeah, soon as you mention anything about voting, they like, they gonna say Kamala Harris?
Yeah.
Sure, you know, that ain't, you ain't even have to come and knock on my door. That.
Angela Lang is the executive director of the outreach group. She's also seen a renewed interest in the race with Harris on the ticket.
Anecdotally, I've had so many people come up to me and said, Angela, I haven't felt this way since Obama's first presidency in 08. And that was my first election as well. So there is a little bit of an excitement and more of a fire in the air.
In Milwaukee, Black voters surged to the polls to elect former President Barack Obama in 2008 and 2012. But turnout among that group has dropped in the years since. Alvin Tillery is a political science professor at Northwestern University and a Democratic political operative.
And I've been telling people that, you know, if we don't get to numbers where Barack Obama was in, you know, 2008 and 2012, it is plausible that Kamala Harris could lose just because of that.
Tillery says since Harris has entered the race, there's more enthusiasm for her at the top of the ticket. But he says repeated polling shows Black voters are far less attached to the Democratic Party than they used to be. According to Tillery, the biggest danger for Democrats is that some Black voters will simply stay home. Antonio Perkins fits that billing. He's a barber at G's Clippers, a barbershop near downtown Milwaukee. He voted for Biden in 2020, but says he's not voting in this election. He doesn't believe the Biden-Harris administration has done enough while in office. And he also doesn't believe former President Donald Trump is fit for the job.
I don't subscribe, or nor do I get emotionally involved in the different political campaign slogans, because nothing really has changed. It's just a different face.
Charlene Abugrin is an entrepreneur who voted for Obama in 2008, but she backed Trump in 2016 and 2020, and she plans to do so again this year.
He's very successful, has a great business mind, and it was just hope for the country that he'll be able to build it back up.
But in a city that remains a Democratic stronghold, many Black voters are looking forward to supporting Harris. Rudolph Kimball lives on Milwaukee's north side. He says he's heard from some Black residents who do plan to vote for Trump, but he's not one of them.
Trump don't give a daggone about taking care of our family, taking care of the middle class. Only thing he want to do is take care of his rich buddies. You know what I'm saying? We need to get out here and vote and do all we can to try to make sure that our families are taken care of.
For some voters, the chance to put the first Black woman into the Oval Office is exciting. That includes Effie Bay, a 76-year-old Black woman who lives at Mitchell Court, a public housing property on the city's south side.
It's good. I want to see one in office before I leave the earth. Yeah. So I'm definitely voting for her.
About 223,000 Black people live in the city of Milwaukee. That's significant in Wisconsin, where the last two presidential elections have been decided by just around 20,000 votes. Evan Casey, Wisconsin Public Radio.